Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What happens when you put a career-focused woman with two kids trying to balance home and work life in a room with a microphone? Lots of laughter, tears, and great advice. Welcome to Two Kids and a Career.
I don't really know how to introduce my next guest, and because I have so many things to say about you, Joy, I'm going to let you do that in just a minute, but I can confidently say a friend for at least 10 years. Joining me this week is Joy Holdmeyer. Hi.
Hi.
So when somebody says, what do you do? What do you tell them? Because I can list like at least five things on what you do.
Well, it depends on who it is and if they really want to listen to all of it, you know?
Tell me it all and then I'll tell, well, all of it really can be talked about in this podcast.
Yeah. But I mean, it all ties together, but it'll be almost 20 years that I've been in fitness. So that has always been my passion and my real full-time thing.
And that's how we met.
And that's how we met in fitness and personal training. And then, so I kind of started my own business called Go Fit Mom. And that's just been a little side thing for many years. I just have a passion for working with mothers. So Go Fit Mom, I do, you know, online challenges. I used to do some boot camps and stuff like that. And along the way, I've had, you know, full-time, you know, personal training or fitness instructing gigs going on. Full-time gigs.
I say gigs all the time.
And then I started a part-time photography business.
That's how I also know
you. Yeah. Taking some pictures of Jill Devine and her beautiful children.
Oh, thank you.
And doTERRA essential oils came into my life about 4 years ago. And I just fell in love because, you know, it just really goes well with all the health and wellness that I'm really into.
And that's how we also know each other.
Yeah. And so I'm a silver leader with doTERRA as well. So yeah, there's a lot happening.
I am so intrigued by how you do it all. And you make it look easy based on all the stuff that I see on social media and just the way we're talking, but I can probably guess it's not.
We know it's not always easy. And what you see on social media isn't, you know, always everything looks perfect and it's not. And that's what I do try and do with my moms is try and tell them not to compare themselves to things they see on social media. I try and be really real with them. I think people want real. People see things and they follow things or whatever, but all it does is end up making you feel worse about yourself or making you feel like you don't have something or you need to do more. And so I think people like, you know, especially in a leader or, you know, somebody to follow a personal trainer or somebody living a healthy lifestyle, they want real. So I try and share some of the, you know, the realness also.
So I want to, let's just start from your mom groups, you know, for GoFit Mom. You say you talk to your moms about all this. How does a mom get involved? How does this work?
Okay.
What does this mean?
Yeah. So, you know, I wish it could really be like my full-time thing. I just have such a passion for working with moms, but I've met so many moms through different, you know, areas of training and teaching and different cities and stuff like that, that, you know, I want to work with, but they can't all be in the same place. So I started just through a Facebook page, doing a private group and started doing some online challenges. And usually there'll be 60-day challenges and they'll sign up. And the goal is to really just get yourself moving and start into a healthy, active lifestyle. It's nothing strict. It's nothing, you know, you're not dieting and you're not on some strict workout program because that just leads to failure. It's all about just making yourself better day to day. So I challenge them to working out 30 minutes a day throughout the whole challenge and posting their workouts and sharing about their nutrition. And we just try and eat clean. And really what happened is just simply amazing. It's like perfect strangers, all these women that have come together. They don't know each other, but we share everything and everyone supports one another. Nobody beats each other down, all from different walks of life. You have full-time working moms, you have stay-at-home moms, you have moms that have gone through loss and moms that are going through cancer, all these different things. And just having that support system is amazing. And having the motivation and the inspiration of other women and other moms is awesome. So it's just these, like, this online group is
okay,
what it is.
So my biggest question, well, I have lots of questions, but when you were talking about you just keeping it real, what was it that these moms were saying or doing that made you go, okay, let's cut through the BS and let's do this? What were they saying about themselves or saying about others that you just knew, hey, we got to take this to a different level?
Well, I think a lot of it is, you know, what you see out there and trying to be sold different diets and hardcore programs. And everybody, every mom that you know has been through one of those or been through multiple diets and programs that just, they end up failing in the end. They can't keep up with it or, you know, it's just too strict. And we're all trying to live a healthy lifestyle, but we have so much going on. It's not always feasible to follow that strict diet, or just because it was good for one person doesn't mean it's good for you.
Right.
So stop comparing yourself to somebody else. So I just am like, okay, we're all just trying to live day to day. We need to focus on one day at a time. Small changes are going to add up to big results. So if you are just trying to live a healthy lifestyle or try and make some changes, you need to have small, you know, small goals for yourself and every day just tick away at it.
That's been the overwhelming theme of a lot of my episodes. Maybe not theme. It gets discussed in previous episodes where I am in a situation, and I have talked to you about this privately. I mean, I have a 6-month-old and a almost 3-year-old, and I'm beating myself up because I'm not getting the exercise that I need and I want. I'm choosing sleep over anything else. And I do keep beating myself up. I haven't gotten into the place where I'm thinking, you're okay, Jill, it'll come.
Yep.
And I guess it's because one of the things that I know, and this is a kind of a shift of thought process too, is so many women want to work out because they want to get skinny and they want to get fit, which is great. But I have been thinking to myself a lot lately, I'm never going to be a size 2. Mm-hmm. It's just not me. I'm never going to be a size 2. But I need to be healthy for my girls.
Yes.
And I need to be there for a long, long, long time for them. Because I did start my family at an older age.
Yep.
So that's what I keep beating myself up about. And I'm trying.
And that's what I tell them. I mean, my motto from the very get-go of Go Fit Mom has been, if you love your children, take care of their mother. Plain and simple. You cannot be a good mother if you're not taking care of yourself first. And you have to teach your kids that too. It doesn't mean that you're going to get this hour-long, hard, intense workout every single day. It's just not going to happen. And you're going to go through seasons of your life where you have a newborn or, you know, and you're trying to just go start back to work or whatever. You're going to have times where it's going to be difficult, but overall, you can still live a healthy lifestyle. You can incorporate your kids into it. And, you know, I tell women at first, they're like, I can't go to a gym. I can't do this. I can't do that. Fine. I don't have a gym membership myself. I mean, I do teach classes and stuff like that, but I do a lot of workouts at home. And my girls know, like, after dinner, we go outside for a walk every night. If you just get 30 minutes, I try and just teach them to build out 30 minutes a day to themselves, whether it is a walk, just some yoga or stretching, even if it's just like taking a bath or getting 30 minutes to read a book or something. Like, you need time to yourself. So we're all so busy. For some reason, I feel like moms have sort of evolved into this, like, busy equals significance. Like, who's busier? I'm busier. I have to do this, this, and this. And you feel, it makes you feel good. Like, well, I'm too busy. And sometimes it's just an excuse. You make your own schedule. You know, I'm pretty sure that everybody could find 30 minutes in their day. And if they can't, I try and help them find 30 minutes in their day that they can have to themselves. You know, even if it's just something small, like taking walks or whatever, that is helping your well-being, whether you know it or not. It doesn't feel like much to start, but you'll build upon it. Once it becomes a habit and part of your lifestyle, you'll go on to the next thing or whatever. So, you're not, I don't expect any mothers really who have, you know, more than a couple kids to get to a gym every day for an hour. It's nearly impossible.
Right. Well, and there's two things that you said that I want to touch on. One, the just go for a walk. So recently on just in my annual physical checkup, talked to the doctor about this, you know, not getting the exercise that I want. And she said, Jill, here's what I want you to do. I'm not worried about your overall health. You're a healthy person, but I'm worried about your mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And let's work on the mental health, which will work on the physical health. She said, I want you to go for a walk. I want you to set your timer for 10 minutes. Go 10 minutes, turn around, come back. That's 20 minutes. She said, then you're going to end up having that be a habit.
Yes.
And you're going to want to go more and you're going to want to do more. She also suggested, because we talked about what are the things that you like? And I said, I love yoga. She said, there's mommy and me yoga on YouTube. Do that. Your girl, the oldest, will love it.
Yep.
And that's where I've started to say that stuff to me over and over again. Just try it. Just do it. And it is a trained thing. I will say I'm not, definitely not anywhere close to reaching those goals, but I'll write down when I walk just mm-hmm. so I can see it.
Yep.
And I can say I did it.
Yeah. And that's really like where this community comes in, is like we're holding each other accountable.
Yeah.
So if you had to report that every day and it sits in the back of your mind, like when you sit down on the couch, you know, it's like weird how people can be obsessed with TV shows and everyone's talking about TV, blah, 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 but they don't have time to exercise. And I'm like, there's your exercise time right there.
Right.
But if you know that somebody's waiting for you to say, hey, here's my workout today, it's in the back of your mind and you go, okay, I'm going to get up and do it. Motivation is sometimes the hardest part, just mm-hmm. getting going. But your kids will definitely get involved. I mean, my kids love to go for walks with me. If I'm working out downstairs, sometimes I roll my eyes and go, oh, can I just work out by myself? They'll get their little sports bras on and run downstairs and be ready to exercise with me. They've cheered me on through marathons. And, you know, they love exercising. They, you know, they don't often know that they're exercising. They just want to do what mommy's doing.
They want to be with you. They want to create memories.
Yeah.
Something else you were saying a little bit ago that just really resonated, and she's going to be on a future episode. We talk about a lot about Rachel Hollis. She's not going to be on, but
I was like,
goals,
whoa!
Goals.
Yeah.
Hashtag goals, Joy. But we talk a lot about Rachel, and her books helped inspire me to get this podcast. But one of my friends, she just wrote a book, and it's right behind Rachel Hollis in meaning they're playing off of each other so well. And her name's Judy Heller. And the name of the book is called Fear is My Homeboy. And she's going to come in and talk about it. But I just read part of a chapter last night that talked about the basically busy means significance.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't say that in those words, but she does say people have come to this part in life where if you're busy, things are better and life is better for you. And she's like, no, not at all.
I mean, I think for moms, it's like you're trying to be like super mom. And so like the more things that you mm-hmm. can fit into a day and the more practices you can drive to and the more things you can volunteer at school and the more you're making yourself crazy. Ugh. Yet it makes them feel good. It makes them feel significant, you know, as a mother. And that I'm trying to tell moms, we need to start saying no to more. You have got to learn to say no. Like, you have got to make yourself a priority. And sometimes that means telling your kids, no, we're not doing that. Or no, you're not signing up for three different sports or whatever. But, you know, and there's a lot of moms that ask for my help and tell me, well, I just don't have time. The kids have this, 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 and this. And I'm like, well, maybe your kids need to let go of one thing or tell them mommy needs her time too. And you got to say no to something. Or, you know, people ask you to volunteer or friends ask you to go to this party or that party or whatever. And sometimes you just have to learn to say no.
I've been doing that a lot more lately, especially now that I've had kids. And I don't think everyone that I've said no, friends and whatnot, get it.
They don't get it sometimes.
I can't explain. I have to look out for me.
Right. That's the thing, is I think there are going to be moms who totally get it, because a lot of a lot of them understand and are trying to kind of do the same thing. But, you know, there's people you're going to have to let go of along the way. Eventually, you come to a point where you know what you care about and what's more important to you. You know, I try and tell my moms also, like, get rid of any negativity or those people who are dragging you down, the people that are going to beat you up about you going to get a workout in, or, you know, when you order something off the menu and they're like, you want a diet? Oh, those are not your people.
They're not.
You need people who are going to support you. And, you know, moms who have made these significant lifestyle changes, there are people that are going to try and drag you down that are jealous of, you know, the progress that you make. And those aren't your people. You might have to let go of relationships. It's a tough thing to do, but you need to find those that inspire you and those that are going to support you and those that are going to understand no sometimes.
In that same context, something that helped me that my therapist said to me one time, because I have had the jealousy tendencies, I've mm-hmm. been there. I've totally been that person. I'm still working on me. I think everybody is a work in progress. But something that she said to me that I try to keep in the back of my mind all the time is, how does your problem affect me? Or how mm-hmm. does my problem affect you?
Right.
If there's something going on with me or a choice that I made and you don't like it, how does that really affect you?
Right.
This is just trivial. Picking a salad to eat versus the potato skins, how does that really affect you?
It really doesn't. It's a fear.
Exactly.
It's a fear of, you know, somebody growing quicker than you are, or somebody going somewhere that you're not. I mean, and really, that person probably just needs a little bit of, you know, support or push to come along with you, kind of thing sometimes.
I agree. I mean, that's kind of one of those things that I always, like I said, try to put myself into. Or if I know that there are two other people that are trying to figure something out, I try to think, well, how does that problem affect that person?
Yeah.
Really? Because it doesn't typically.
I think a lot of times, most of us look at somebody else's life and think that they have it better, or mm-hmm. we find it a lot with, like, you know, the working mom, stay-at-home mom thing, that, you know, the working mom wants to be at home. The at-home mom wants to be at work or just wants, you know, adult interaction right. and time away from their kids. You know, it's like you want what you can't have. You think, you know, somebody else has it better than you, but really everybody's striving for what what somebody else has.
And this is crazy. One thing I said to one of my best friends, I don't even know how it got brought up, but I said, she was talking about something that she was struggling with. And I said, I'm surprised because you just appear like you have everything buttoned up and put mm-hmm. together. And she started laughing at me and she called her husband over. She said, listen to what Jill said. And I said it and he started laughing. And I said, well, it appears that way.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, I don't try to make it appear that way. And this is my best friend.
Right. And you're so like, what?
You think about that. Think about all the people that you don't know. And
right.
Oh,
yeah. I mean,
oh,
a lot of times the people who look like they have it the best are actually worse.
Yeah.
You just don't know what's going on.
You never do.
In their life, you know?
You never do. Well, we have not even talked about your daughters. So would you like to stick around for a part two? And we can discuss a little bit more about GoFit Mom and how you can help moms. But I also want to talk about your daughters.
Yeah, of course. I would love that.
Thank you for joining me for today's episode. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and if you're feeling really generous, write me a review. And don't forget to join me next week for a new episode of Two Kids and a Career.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.